This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello. Lively would be the word for the day today. We should start. I used to do that all the time, Jay. Let's go back to having a word of the day.
Yeah, please. Pick. That'd be great.
Word of the day. Today's word can be zap. I've always liked that word. Don't you like words that are what they sound like? Isn't a zap? It's a zap, right?
Zaps.
Right. Zap the mosquitoes with that bug light that you have out in your back porch, right? You hear the mosquitoes fly into it and go, zap.
Zap.
Zap. Got it. Bing, bang, boom. Isn't that an exciting way to start the hour? Hi. Welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Doug. She's Jay. Lots of people in the news today. Dr. Phony Fauci says he's going to quit. Won't that be a shame? 50 years. Now, I thought a lot about this as I was looking at it the first time, thinking, okay, do we malign him too much? He's been in office. He's had 50-plus years of public service to his credit. He is now the nation's top infectious disease expert. I believe he's 81 years old. Has been making more money than anybody else in the government of the United States. You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm.
His salary is higher than the president's. And that may be because of steps that come along the way for people who stay in government service.
Longevity,
but I believe
50 years.
Yeah, $439,000 a year I think he's making. His wife does something that's somewhat similar, although she's younger. But anyway, he's been very controversial. Nobody knew who he was. Until COVID, right? Did you know? Did you ever hear of Fauci before COVID? I never did.
No, not like this. And then Brad Pitt played him in a skit on SNL. He's been everywhere in the last 2 years.
Yeah, and he has overexposed himself, or he's been overexposed, I think. But he started when Ronald Reagan was president. And his first job was to monitor the problems that we were having at that time with HIV and AIDS. And then who can forget the West Nile virus, right? And the anthrax attacks and bird flu influenza. Say it again, Doug. Influenza problems, Ebola, Zika. You remember Zika? The mosquito thing?
Yeah.
Ugly. That's why I like the sound of the zap. Mosquitoes need to be zapped. There's no real, what's the use of a mosquito, right? Think about how God creates things, if you believe in that. And then you wonder, okay, why did a mosquito get created?
Isn't it just a food source for other things?
I suppose, maybe, yeah. Yep. Anyway, Fauci runs the Laboratory of Immunoregulation. How do you like that? Pretty good, huh?
Very nice.
The Institute of Health, anyway. So he's had 50 years of government service. He says, I plan to pursue the next phase of my career.
He's not retiring. He's just leaving public service.
I think there are a lot of people who have been trying to push him out for a long time.
But
he didn't go. I think he's the kind of a guy, from what I gather. Don't know him. Never interviewed him. Read a lot of stuff about him because I think he's an interesting character, actually. I think he's overplayed his part. And was way too visible. And there are some questions about his authenticity, where his investments are. There certainly are questions about his connection to the Chinese laboratory, where this all started. And so that's where I kind of lost him. If there's a question and it's never clarified, then there's always going to be that thing in the back of your mind. Fauci, did he or didn't he? Was he or wasn't he? You know, that's not the kind of person that you want as the director of something as important as the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. You don't want somebody there unless they are 100% on board and you don't, you know, there's no suspicion anyway. So 50 some odd years. He's got something good. I tell you, there are a lot of people who don't like him. Rand Paul, number one on the, he, has had an interesting career, but I think he's been around. He's worn out his welcome, shall we say. So time for him to kind of move on. In the decisions that he made, there were a lot of people who said that he bought a lot of stock in Pfizer before the announcement was made that they were going to be the first ones that was authorized by the Food and Drug Administration to have the COVID shots and the booster shots and that sort of thing. And now there's an update. Speaking of that, there's an update on your booster shot, or if you're not going to get a booster shot, okay, so you don't have to listen to this. If you are, I've not decided. I did not get the second booster shot because I was told by the fellow who administers them that there were too many questions still. This is a pharmacist in a local drugstore here in my community who said, you probably don't need it. You probably don't want to have it. So don't get it. And so I didn't. And so now there is a new booster shot that's going to include, I think, all the flu stuff for the fall. But maybe it'll protect you against whatever happens. What's the newest batch? The BA4 and BA5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a Spanish division in junior high school. That's what we used to have. When I was teaching school, we had divisions. 7A3 was one of the divisions. I had five different divisions during the day, teaching them English and speech. I don't know why I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, what class would be BA4? Where would you go for? You go to the basement for class BA4. So anyway, they're going to back to Pfizer and the new updated booster shot. This is something that is, I think so far, Pfizer has made $14 billion. Huh? $14 billion with the various vaccines that they've had. For, you don't think this is big business? Come on. This is huge business. Whether you believe in taking the shots or you don't, as a side discussion, it's how much money these people have made. And the government has paid, well, there's a confusion now as to who's paying for these. The government pays for them if you haven't got any money. Insurance is supposed to pay for them, and I don't know that they do. I think you'd have to have a real wild apple insurance policy to pay for this stuff. I remember, I think the booster, I had everybody on the farm get a booster shot. I think it was $30 a piece, if I remember correctly. Anyway, so the FDA is allowing Pfizer to submit less data on the shot than it has before. You think that's a good idea? That's a great question, by the way, for social media.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and we're on Twitter at Good Day On Air. I'd like to know what people think about that. Should this, because of the experience, what experience? We haven't had any real experience. It's only been around for a couple of years. So we have no. No. This is, you take 19, 20, 20, sometimes 25, 30 years before you see all the ramifications of these drugs. And you can't really wait that long if you want to have them impact you. So you're a guinea pig.
But it also extends the conversation of this is a personal choice. If people want to get it, then they want to get it, and they should be able to without fear of being condemned.
Right, if you don't want to get it.
And if you don't want to get it, you shouldn't be forced to get it, nor should you be condemned.
Correct. Yep. Here's Dr. Jesse Goodman, Jay of Georgetown University. He was the chief vaccine person at the FDA. Says it makes sense to update the vaccines to target new problems. And then there's the question always asked about the effectiveness of these vaccines, the old ones. I believe at this point in time, most all of us who have had those shots, the stuff has washed itself out of your body, unless there's something bad there. But the rest of it is all kind of, that's why do you get a flu shot every year if you get one? Because there are new strains of flu, but because the old one washes itself out of your system. Like most everything else, if your system is working well and the filters in your liver and kidneys are doing their job, all this stuff should be long gone. Shouldn't be, and if they don't worry, I think that may be the problem. I'm hypothesizing. I don't know this, but I think it's worth thinking about in terms of where, if you don't get sick, does that mean that your filters are working well? And if you do get sick with some of the ingredients in these things, that means that your filters are not working well. The filters being the liver and the spleen to a point, liver, kidneys, that sort of thing. Very. Those are the most, you know, your heart's obviously, well, when you weigh all of them, which one is more important? Can you live without a kidney? Well, you got two, so you can live without one. Can you live without your liver? Nope. Can't live without your heart. Think about all the things that are in your body that you have to have in order.
Your appendix. A lot of people get their gallbladder removed.
Right. And the, what's that thing in your, just below your neck? The thyroid, right? People have that taken out all the time. So you don't need those things. But you do need your heart. Duh. And you do need your liver. Got to have that. You got to have some other things. You got to have a stomach. Although there are people that do survive when they've had stomach cancer. They take the stomach out. They're on some kind of liquid diet, I think. But generally speaking, all the things, if you believe in a creator, as I do, if you believe that there is a power greater than we are, and you think about how your body works, think about, never mind just your body, look outside. Look at what's growing. Look at the trees. Look at the lawn. Look at the flowers. Look at everything that lives. You think that's just an accident? How does that, I don't understand how people rationally think that everything around them is just an accident. It's their light bulbs were an accident because Edison was trying to do something else and he came up with a light bulb. And there have been other scientists who have been trying to achieve one thing and they get something else. And they say that's sort of an accident. Well, maybe it is and maybe
it
isn't.
Fate?
Yeah, is it fate? Yeah,
that way.
Right, exactly. So your accident could be our fate. But that's why I asked what I did about the mosquitoes earlier in the half hour, because I wonder what purpose, but you said they're food for something else. And so that's, well, ever see a fish jump out of the water and get a mosquito? You ever see that?
I've seen fish jump out of water, but not getting a mosquito.
Yeah. Yeah, look at them. How sharp is that? Mm-hmm. When they jump out, they can see the mosquito with those beady eyes of theirs. You ever look into a fish's eyes? Not exactly what everybody...
I don't know how to respond to that.
There's Stefan who's gone off the deep end again, talking about... That's one of the quotes of the day. Have you ever looked into a fish's eyes? 18 past the hour.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Many of you have created farmers markets either on your farm or in the community, but the public has become aware of and is frankly using the farmers markets quite intelligently. So now there's a group called the National Farmers Market Coalition, and they have announced for the first time the celebration of Farmers Market Week, August 7th to the 13th.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for some social media, some trending items, a little gossip here and there, a couple of items of interest and import, including the latest on the Kim Kardashian robbery. Remember? Say that again, Doug. The Kim Kardashian robbery. So that was in Paris.
Yeah, 2016. Can you believe it's been that long?
6 years. Wowie zowie.
And also, how many of us forgot that even happened?
Yeah. So now the fellow who's accused of robbing her says it's her fault because she's too showy. That takes some hubris.
She's not so much anymore, but yeah, once upon a time, flashing everything had that $4 million engagement ring from Kanye West. And Eunice Abbas, he was part of they were dubbed the Grandpa Gangsters. These thieves were like over 60 years old. Who robbed her, yeah. And apparently they were doing these
Grandpa Gangsters.
Yeah, that's what many people had dubbed them. And they robbed Kardashian of over $10 million worth of jewelry, including that 20-carat engagement ring. They had her tied up in the tub. Now, Eunice Abbas, who's speaking out about this, he wasn't part of the actual team that went in and pretty much, you know, tied her up in the tub and stole everything.
Right.
He was on the lookout. So he was in the hotel down at the bottom, and when Kardashian's assistant called for help, she called 911, which doesn't exactly help you in Paris. So that kind of delayed authorities getting there.
Anybody
home? Yeah, and when they were there, they didn't realize that there was a robbery going on. And he's blaming her for, well, she was so showy, and we were able to figure out where she was because of social media. He even wrote a memoir that was like, I Kidnapped Kim Kardashian was the title of his memoir.
So when they tied her up in the bathtub, do you think they looked? Or they just put their, you know, put them, they didn't want to look actually naked.
No, they put her in the bathtub.
Oh, they put her in the bathtub?
They put her in the bathtub. That was her holding area.
Ah, okay.
But I do think that she was naked. I think she was getting dressed or something at the time. I can't recall that now, but I do know that they tied her up, put her in the tub. She thought she was going to die. She is still dealing with, understandably so, anxiety from this.
Yeah, sure.
And she definitely is not seen wearing a lot of jewelry anymore if you look at pictures.
You know, there are stories that go back to the Depression when robbers would see somebody who had jewelry on and they just go over to them with a knife and chop their wrist off and run away, that kind of stuff. I mean, those were the bad old days, if you will. But that happens in some other parts of the country now. I'm not our country, but in the other place in the world where that sort of heist happens. Okay, next on our personality list is the Prime Minister of Finland. Her name is Sanna Marin. She is the youngest leader of a country in the world, 36 years old. There are pictures that were leaked last week of her partying with celebrities, and it's all over social media.
Yeah, it was a private party, and these were private videos that were only supposed to be shared with friends, and she, rightfully so, saying, I resent
who
that these things got
that's
out.
Who's naive enough there? Oh,
but,
I'm only
but what did she do that was wrong? She was accused of doing drugs, so she took a drug test to prove that she had no drugs in her system.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She said we were adults having fun, we were dancing with friends, and there was some alcohol, but I'm 36, I'm allowed to have alcohol.
Right, and it doesn't keep me from being a person just because I'm the Prime Minister. Okay. I just think she's acquitted herself. It's 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt and local leaders have issued statements after a suspect who shot two Oklahoma County deputies Monday, killing Sergeant Bobby Schwartz. Deputies were serving an eviction notice at a home when gunfire rang out. California Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have allowed for a drug user's safe injection site program in the state, citing a lack of leadership for its implementation. Newsom wrote that he is concerned about Senate Bill 57. In a six-month trial, New York City has equipped 50 municipal vehicles with intelligent speed assistance. It's software that can make a car obey the speed limit The southwest monsoon season continues with flooding Monday, drenching the old west town of Duncan, Arizona, prompting mass evacuation and a local state of emergency. Duncan has a population of just over 700 residents. USA Radio News.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
A California father is fighting back after he and his son were escorted off campus by a police officer for not wearing a mask. This is no longer about science, as the CDC has dropped most COVID-19 mandates. The father, who identifies only as Sean, says he has a medical background and worked extensively in the healthcare industry. Sean and his son were confronted by police Thursday after Principal Michelle Williams called police from Terkoff Elementary School in Mountain View, California. Going from an energy leader in the world to where we are now under the Biden administration, Republican Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, who is running for a Senate seat in a special election today in Oklahoma, told Newsmax overnight that Biden's energy policies makes the United States more dependent on communist countries than ever before.
You have individuals that think government is to create jobs, and government's role was never designed to create jobs. It's create an opportunity, an environment for job creators like myself, job creators to create those jobs. And the problem is that we have too many politicians and not actually job creators in Washington, D.C. And they lose focus. They lose the role of government because their idea is if we grow it, then we'll have more responsibility. But as we look at different decisions that's come out of the court, actually as we grow it, Congress actually concedes power to agencies like the Chevron deference.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's a family that was reunited by a message in a bottle written by their late son a long time ago. A pair of salvage divers found a message in a bottle that has brought back to life a departed son who died 30 years ago.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hundreds of radio stations, millions of people listening across the week to the exciting, pithy things that you and I have to say, Jay Kirshner.
I like
exciting,
it.
Huh? All right, so we're
pithy
just...
Pithy is one of those words that sounds like it would be, the definition would be something that it's actually not.
Yeah. Yeah. As opposed to zap.
Zap. Right. That's exactly zapping. What it is.
The cold case, listening to that promo, reminds me of a story that's floating around today about the death of a 26-year-old Pennsylvania mother back in 1988. You heard this story? Apparently they've solved the murder because they found some DNA evidence on a letter that's been sent to a local newspaper, or was sent a number of years ago, with all of the details of the crime. Lady's name was Anna Kane. She was 26 when she was killed in Perry Township in Pennsylvania. Nobody could figure out what happened. This is one of those things. You know, only about a third of all the murders that occur in America are ever solved.
And the cold cases just stack up, but a lot of times it's because the technology isn't there at the time.
Yep. So this is in the Reading area of Pennsylvania. 35 years later, the killer was identified as Scott Grimm because of the DNA genetic genealogy technology that they have at the state police there. And so I'm not even sure by looking at this whether this guy's still alive or not. So he must have been in the system because they had his DNA. But he can't. He died 4 years ago, as it turns out. He was 58. He was 26 at the time she was murdered. So there's that story. And now there's another story. DNA. Isn't it amazing that what? I don't know that much about how DNA was discovered. Do you? How it was? It's been a fabulous help, and it seems to be unquestionable. Like here's a story of a trucker. Here's another cold case. Trucker arrested for the murder of a mom in Michigan in 1996. And you take a look at this guy and you look in his eyes. Oh, my God, he doesn't even look like a human being. This guy, murdered this. He raped her and murdered her. She was pregnant at the time. This guy should be, there should be no trial. He should be executed.
Mm-hmm.
Executed.
In the goriest, most graphic way possible.
Right, exactly. So, anyway.
How you took someone out is how somebody else should take you out.
Yeah. Is that vengeance, though? Is that considered vengeance?
It could be.
Yeah. This guy, the truck driver, was also a suspect in the murder of a sex worker in Los Angeles. That doesn't, these guys, and this gives truck drivers a bad name, this kind of stuff, because people are like, what do you want? The guy's a truck driver.
So then how many? Is he at serial killer status at that point?
Who knows? That's it. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. One of the frustrating things about it. Well, here's another one. There's this whack job woman who paid a hitman to kill her husband when he was on his way home from work. So the guy kills him. Then she calls 911. Huh?
After she called, she hired a hitman to kill him. Right. And when it happened, apparently she called the hitman and then called 911
right.
and then deleted that previous call from her phone. Well, records eventually show
right.
that she deleted a call before she called 911.
Yep. Anyway, she hires this hitman to kill her husband. It's back in 2019. Firefighter Robert Doerr was shot when he was on his way home in February of 2019. Investigators addressed the media during a press conference, said that he was killed in the driveway of his home. Wow.
And it was the hitman's son who sold him out, because the hitman was bragging about it, who apparently had just been released after serving 22 years for a different murder, and was bragging about this one, and the son said... What happened?
Yep, exactly. So the woman goes to jail. The murderer goes to jail. And see what happens. Somebody will... Yeah, I always love when these things go to trial. Well, my client is innocent, Your Honor. Yeah, right. That's what makes a mockery out of the system. But you are supposedly innocent until you're proven guilty, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes
what about when you
just,
know there's somebody?
Yeah, exactly.
Then you have to justify it. Like, look at the Parkland shooter, and just think about that defense attorney. You know that person did it, and now they're trying to say that he was subjected to drugs and alcohol while he was in utero before he was born, and that caused irreversible damage. So now we're blaming that, or that's what they're trying to blame it.
Yeah, well, there's always blame. You can always find blame if you want to. Here's the story of a California woman, 22 years of age, who vanished 12 days ago. How many people are keeping up with the story of Jolissa Fuentes, vanished from a gas station? Wow. 22 years old, last seen August the 7th at an AM-PM gas station. She was walking into the, into the store to buy something at the front counter.
Yeah, that's what the surveillance footage shows. And they even show her return to her car and drive away. She was at a party at a friend's house the night before. She stopped at her grandmother's place to pick up some things before going to the AM/PM. And her parents are adamant that she was abducted. There's no possibility of anything else.
Yeah, well, that's what they say, and they're probably right. But a lot of people see what the swift arm of the law isn't really swift, nor is it speedy, nor is justice. And there are two sides to that coin. Oftentimes when people are accused and they're not really guilty, you know, people make judgments and they're tried in the news media and convicted when in fact they're not guilty at all. That's part of the kind of the shame of the human condition. We don't, you know, what's the old expression? Put your brain in motion before we put your mouth in gear.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that doesn't always happen.
Well, then also with the innocent before proven guilty, there's also guilty by association anymore, too.
Right, exactly. All right, here's a Darwin Award, or is it? A hiker died after he fell into the Columbia River Gorge in Oregon. Lady was pronounced dead after falling 100 feet. Around early in the afternoon, the official from the county sheriff's office received a report about a woman suffering from a head injury.
Yeah, she was hiking with a group of friends when she fell.
But did she just fall, or was this one of those people, I got to take a picture of me on the edge of the cliff? Was it that? Because you know how many people die when they go through that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Or posing for a picture.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
So
no matter what, yeah, right. Okay, here's the story of a young woman. Listen to this. All right, this is the reason to be angry today. All right? This story is a very good reason to be angry. A California woman diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer 8 months after she was denied, not once, but twice, a mammogram, right? She's diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. Felicia Labonte posted the story on TikTok after her experience. She has a 3-minute long video that you can see, which details how she first discovered a lump in her breast like the size of a marble. Right? She didn't feel like it's not
breast
tissue.
She knew it wasn't right. Yeah, she knew something wasn't right and went and they did blood work and they said, it's probably just benign. And she asked for a mammogram. She was denied because she didn't have a family history. And
she
was
either,
too
right?
young. Well, yeah, so that's why she went to this one specific place. And because she hadn't heard anybody else go through something like this, she didn't push hard enough. And she said that had she seen on social media, and this is why she's sharing her story, had she seen on social media somebody else discussing this, that they were denied a mammogram and they ended up being diagnosed less than a year later with stage 4 breast cancer, she probably would have pushed more. So that's why she's sharing her story, so that other people can. And while her cancer is not in remission, she is surviving with it. She has to go get chemotherapy and go get radiation every so often, every so many years, just to keep up with keeping it from growing more.
Yeah. Imagine that. This is a question for Dr. Jack Stockwell. How can you, what kind of preventative, if you have something like this that shows up, are there ways other than the conventional ways of getting treatment, are there ways that you can save yourself by doing alternative things? I'd like to quiz him on that in a matter of moments here. 44 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Progressive presents, Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, simple enough. Just got to get in there with my screwdriver. Do you mind handing me my screwdriver?
Are you trying to say screwdriver?
Well, I mean, you're saying it weird, but yeah, sure.
Look, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big and pay someone to install this for us so you don't have to pretend you can.
I know my way around a screwdriver. Oh, yeah. This is going to take a Philippe's head for sure.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
fact. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
46 after the hour, 14 before the new hour, as long as we're in the dead zone. This is a story about cervical cancer study finding that there's no real explanation for the reason that the number of cases is on the rise. This is a very painful, horrible death. But there have been a steep increase in the number of white women, especially, who are getting the disease. But black women have had the problem a long time, but now there are more white women who are getting it, Jay, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the data, they studied 30,000 women who had advanced diseases like this. Black women had a prevalence rate of 60% higher than white women, but now the new research says that white women, nearly twice as many as used to be the case, are having this problem. I don't know, how can I put myself in a place where, you know, have you known any women that have suffered from this?
Not cervical cancer, but the thing is, too, that they're seeing that early stage, it has decreased. When they look at early stage cancer, it seems like it's decreased, but when you look at stage 4, metastatic cervical cancer, it's the complete opposite. So it's like, how are they missing this?
My wife lived with stage 4 breast cancer for 21 years.
Wow.
I was watching her fight that. She was in a group of 21 women that are in a protocol, and most of them were dead in 2-3 years, and she lasted. She was a tough cookie, man. She had cancer. It started as breast cancer, then it became bone cancer, and then it was in her brain, and then she had an arm amputated, and she just kept on trucking until she finally said, one day, I've had enough. I don't want to do this anymore. And she was dead in 4 days.
Mm.
And she just, you know, had enough of all of it.
She was ready.
Yeah.
Awful.
Here's the story of parents of a boy who has Down syndrome, or he had it, he's dead. Died at summer school, 8-year-old boy. They have an $18 million settlement with the California school district where he was in school.
Yeah, because of negligence.
Yeah. Right, well, so what happened? Down syndrome kids sometimes can't talk.
No, yeah, right? And he was nonverbal. He was in a special wheelchair that didn't fit at the desk, so the teachers took him out and strapped him in to the desk, but they weren't monitoring him, and he fell and hit his head, and awful.
But $18 million, although appropriate, doesn't bring the youngster back again. I guess that's one of the ways of looking at it. Anyway, what a sad reality. But you see this kind of stuff all the time with people who aren't careful and seem not to care, especially in jobs like that where they ought to care. 10 before the hour.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Doctor, there is a doctor in the house. His name is Jack Stockwell. Dr. Stockwell is an eminent Nooka chiropractor. And if you're new to the program, I did not say Nooky. I said Nooka, N-U-C-C-A, which specializes, that particular part of chiropractic specializes on your upper cervical region, which would be your shoulders and your neck. Can't tell you how many times over the course of our friendship Jack has straightened me right out, and he doesn't understand to this day, looking at the x-rays of my neck, how I can even move my neck. But here I am, moving my neck. Thank you, Jack. It's very nice of you to have made my neck movable, if you will. All right, a couple of things here as we examine some things that are in the news this week. The woman who was told she was too young for a mammogram at 29, stage 4 breast cancer. I guess I would wonder from your point of view, because you're a Nooka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, how would you treat somebody who came to you who had this problem? Because you're not in the mainstream, but yet sometimes things like this scream for mainstream treatment. Do they don't, you know, this kind
of
stuff?
It does. You know, and I take care of a lot of people, patients with cancer. I'm not treating your cancer because I don't treat cancer. But I offer nutritional support for people with cancer just as much as I offer nutritional support for people who have other problems. But the thing I do, I always do in conjunction with their oncologist, where I make sure they know that their oncologist knows what I'm suggesting that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem, and then of course chemo is usually the first option, but the problem with chemo is that chemo drugs are incredibly fast-acting. They're extremely potent, and it's like dropping a nuclear bomb inside your body when you start using this stuff, killing the healthy and the cancerous cells alike.
Yeah.
Which is why more and more cancer treatment is moving away from chemo, because chemo just doesn't work that well on hard cancers. Breast cancer, lung cancer, colon, pancreatic, prostate, they might shrink the tumor a little bit, but it doesn't get rid of it. It works better on soft cancers like lymphomas and leukemias, things like that. It seems to be more effective because that's where they first found chemotherapy almost 100 years ago after World War I, relative to the effects that it had on blood diseases. So that's why, you know, you and I, we have no history of cancer in our life, even though my mother had it one time. Your wife passed with it.
Yeah.
We have cancer multiple times, six, seven, eight times, the experts tell us, during a lifetime. And
there's loads of cancer cells in our bodies.
Because the immune system is constantly on top of it. And the thing that causes these cancers to occur is a sluggishness in the cancers of the body's ability, especially the natural killer cell, the NKC, that's designed to kill these little bugs.
Yep.
And that's why more and more cancer treatment is moving towards immunotherapy, to try to get your immune system back online.
Get it up. Take those immune.
Because
there's something standard process, which is the line of products that you represent in your clinic in Salt Lake City, has a couple of things that are really good for that are supposed to kind of go
premier,
for it.
Premier there, Doug, is the enzymes that I created.
The long-life energy enzymes.
The long-life energy enzymes.
Yeah.
Because the enzyme treatment of cancer was discovered over 100 years ago in Scotland. And it's reemerged a few times in the history of cancer treatment, but always gets quashed by big pharma. They don't want you to know that your own digestive enzymes also can digest cancer cells.
Did you see this story about, I want to just touch on one more thing, a cap that delivers these small electric currents to your brain? If you're over 65, it's been found to boost your memory. Now, I remember when these things first came out, people laughed at them. Those caps that you put on, you see them in the airline magazines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now a study at Boston University, local newspaper here today, carrying the story of the research, going after specific areas of your brain with frequencies that come from AC, alternating current, the stimulus into your brain, and it makes your brain work better.
Yeah. Well, we are vibrational creatures.
What does that mean?
What electrical current? Well, down on the quantum level, you get down below the atomic level, everything is vibrating.
Yeah.
And when you can tune in to the frequency of that vibration, you can affect the vibration. You know, it's just like the old, was it Miriam, that particular note and shatter a wine
glass
on the top of the
right.
Remember that? And then they would have Memorex would play the tape back and show you. That's a very true principle. You hit something at the right frequency, you cause vibration in that target. And it could be stimulating or destructive if you're trying to kill cells. So there's a lot of research in this right now.
59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.